Hello again there, folks. So one of the big questions of the age is what do we do? What do you do when the mainstream culture has turned on us? As the mainstream culture has gone woke, as they say. I preferred it when we called it like cultural Marxist or just named the you know who's. But all right, so these days they say it's gone woke, and movies, television channels, comic books, various forms of cultural output are explicitly anti-white, or at least anti-white male. And so one of the things that I've been interested in for a long time was what would it be like if we had our own cultural creations, our own content, our own movies and fictional worlds. And I have to say that Warhammer's Hell's Reach comes pretty bloody close. Like, so this is a movie that people have been sending me a lot for a few months, because I said over Christmas that I found the Warhammer universe actually very interesting, and so people began bombarding us with this movie. So as I understand it, it's an audio book. It was a book that went to an audio book, and then an animation by Richard Boylan has been created, and it adds up to a 2.5 hour long movie, essentially. And I know that there's a full movie on there, but out of politeness and good manners, I'll link to Richard Boylan's YouTube channel below. I think that's a decent thing to do. So what's it all about? What the hell's going on here? And I'll take a deep dive into the universe of Warhammer at a later date, but I think this is a good entry point, and I'm by no means an expert. And what Hell's Reach is about, it's is that in a there's a distant planet called Armageddon, and there's going to be this huge orc invasion, and the Black Templars, Space Marines, under the guidance of Chaplain Grimaldus, have been sent out to hold the line against these orc savages. And it conjures up a lot of images of something like the Two Towers and Lord of the Rings, or Zulu, where you've got a few fine European warriors holding the line against hordes of savages. But of course, it takes place within Warhammer's particularly bleak and unforgiving and harsh universe. Yeah, this is in effect, this is the anti-Star Trek, and that's something I'll get into at a later date, I think. And so I thought the whole thing was absolutely brilliant, and I can understand why people were sending me the movie. And it's what interests is that it's unashamedly militaristic. And it's the Legion, the armies. It comes across as a mixture of fascism, Roman legions, and then a sort of Christian crusaders of the Middle Ages, all mixed up. And it's unashamedly illiberal. And the narration who plays the actor, I don't know, it's like an English thespian, and he does the narration of the Chaplain Grimaldus, who has to lead the men. And he has real gravitas to the voice. There was two things that really stood out about this to me, and one of them was the how original and fresh the animation looked, and then there was the narration, which was better than anything that in Hollywood. It's on a tier with some of the better acting in Game of Thrones or something like that. And it was excellently done. And what I really liked is when you're going to do these movies where it's a small band of highly skilled warriors waiting for this gigantic onslaught. In this case, it's an orcish horde. What it's great about doing that, and you'll see it in things like Zulu and the Twin Two Towers, is that it's the long build up of tension, of them getting the fortifications right, and of rallying the troops, as many people to their side, and just waiting around for the storm to hit. And one of my favourite bits on this, because meanwhile, while they are trying to fortify their city, which is called Hell's Reach, There's a space battle raging overhead, and you can kind of see it flashing as they look up in the in towards the sky, and then spaceships start, battleships start coming out of the sky and crashing into onto the surface of the planet, and the radio, Grimaldus gets the message. We can't, the lines have been broken. We can't handle it anymore. They're on their way, and it's brilliantly done. There's the tension, you could cut it with a knife. And then there was another standout moment where there was a girl who was dying, and she looked up at the unforgiving mask of one of the Astartes warriors, and it speaks to a lot, because in the world which is so harsh as Warhammer's is. Then she was dying, and the last thing she saw was this sort of faceless, quite harsh-looking mask of this Astartes warrior, and it sort of painted a picture of just how brutal this world is. And again, when we talk about being as anti-SJW, it's further than just being. It's not that it's being offensive in the sense of being politically incorrect to trigger people. It's much better than that, because it's as if wokeness and cultural Marxism and social justice, it's as if that stuff just doesn't exist. And this, I think, is the key to creating our own content and our own ideas, because as far as I can gather, there's nothing, no big studios, no funding, nothing gone behind this. And instead of being anti something, this is more of a positive thing. It's just like a completely independent cultural creation away from the mainstream, which is why it seems so bloody fresh and interesting. And I certainly think this is a good example of the kind of things that we would be producing. Again, not just in that it's anti the mainstream, but that it's kind of just ignoring what's happening in the mainstream completely. And I would absolutely advise everybody to go and check this thing out. One of the points to be made that I will make here, and I might make it again in another video, is that it's wonderful to see the ideology here. And when I say it's as if the modern liberal tropes don't exist, what I'm kind of getting at here is that the Grimaldus and the men are unironically engaged in, they are part of an imperium. They are bound by duty and honor, even in the face of incalculable odds, even in the face of certain defeat. They are absolutely determined to hold the line and go down in glory, which is something that you'll never see anymore. And for the most part, there's a few women in it, though they are more in this role of mystical witches. There's one of them locked inside of a giant titan, and the other one is an actual priestess. And they offer, like, basically Grimaldus needs their support and needs their partner behind them, and they're not particularly keen, and he basically twists their elbow and threatens to have their people shot. And he's just, and my favorite line of the whole thing was when he is beckoned, and he gets a list of demands off the witch, we had shriveled woman in the Titan, and he says, duly acknowledged and duly ignored, and then goes on his way. And he is absolutely dedicated to his job of being a soldier and a warrior. Now, if this was made by Hollywood or HBO or one of Netflix or whatever, then it would be completely different. Then you would see that Grimaldus would probably be gay, and the women would have to come in and save the day, and they'd be bossing everybody be out. There'd be soldiers of diversity would be the brave ones, and there's none of it, not nothing like that in this at all. And it's so refreshing to watch, and to see men fighting to the bitter end. I mean, I don't want to spoil the ending, but yeah, these old archetypes of soldiers, duty bound, and fighting for a bigger cause than themselves, And I think that it speaks to something particularly European, because Warhammer has been accused largely of being a sort of apologist for fascism, essentially, because it does have a lot of right-wing philosophical cons, far right-wing reactionary philosophical concepts in there, which you'd never see in the mainstream now, and which is also in direct opposition to Star Trek. There's nobody here reaching out to the orcs and trying to broker a trade agreement or having a list of abstract rights. Basically, one side or the other has to be completely exterminated into extinction, just absolutely wiped out. There's no halfway measures. So in this case, there's no compromise in the world of Warhammer in this movie. It's kill or be killed. It's fundamentally illiberal and so much better than anything you'll see in the mainstream. I cannot recommend it highly enough. The only thing I'd say is that at the end, without giving a spoiler away, I thought at the end it was as if they painted themselves into a corner, and there was a little bit of Deus Ex Machina, I think they call it, to get them out of a tricky situation. But that could well be tied to something larger in the universe, another part of the story which I don't know. So I would definitely recommend watching this. I think it's great, and I think I might take a deeper dive into the Warhammer universe at a future date as well. So thanks for listening, folks. Thanks to all the people who supported us as well, and I'll catch you next time.